Tuesday night, end of day of the Torah, Rabbi Shlomo Manas.
It's an interesting shaila that's very nagea. As we know, can't not know about the campaigns that are going on. And what's very nagea is what would happen. The minig is that a stocker wants to make, some sort of moiser wants to make some money, and they get people who they know to take a page, and those people send a message to the Yedidim to donate. What's the halacha if, let's say, Reuven, we'll get some names, say Reuven borrowed from Shimon money, he took a loan, and now Shimon took a page for this campaign. Is Reuven allowed to pay the Moisid and put the money on the page of this Malva? Now, let's just get... Sorry? Oh, so let's clear. So we're talking about here, some people understood the shadow when they saw the sign. There was a lot of feedback already. And some people thought that the shaila was, he wants to pay the halvar back this way. That's the way how he's paying back. So they didn't see what the shaila was. The Malva said, go and give money there. If you say that, that's what you want to pay me, pay there. What's the difference where you pay to? But Maisa, that wasn't the shaila. Rather, he wants his money back. He doesn't want it to go to that stocker. So what's the halacha? Is he allowed to give this money to the stocker and put it on his page? So Maisa, I teach halacha in Eitz Chaim, and I put the shaila down to them. We're learning Hilchos Rivas there. And a few tzaddikim came up, and we'll speak it out. The Maisa, we have to be menateach, we have to cut up this shaila into three different points. One shaila is about the money, as one nakuda. Is the money the problem? Would the money be a problem to give the money to this stocker? Another shaila is, besides the money, putting the donation on the Malva's page, the actual donation going on his page, is that a shaila of ribis? And a third shaila is, what many people do, they put a comment on. What about the comment? I won't go into what type of comments. But can you put a comment on? So let's talk about the money. The money, there's no problem at all giving the money to the stocker. Because the halacha is that ribis is only from the loiva to the malva. The whole is only from the loiva to the malva. If I give it to a third party, that is no issa ribis. But sometimes it is. In this case, it's not. It is shaykh to be issa ribis to give to a third party. I just don't want anyone to quote me that it's not shaykh. It is shaykh. If b'shas da'alvah, the malva said to the leiva, I'll lend you £100, I'll tanai, you give stocker £10. That is ribis ketzutza and asam min ha'teira. Because the vah is, even though the leiva is not giving the money to the malva, but he's meshubba to the malva. The malva said he's only going to lend if you do this. That's ribis ketzutza. So avada, if the tanai was b'shas da'alvah, he's only going to lend you if you do this, avada it's asam. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Avada Doz Alvar. And later on, in the middle of Alvar, well, before he paid back, he's either got a message, please donate to my page, or he wants to give on his own accord. So the money itself is absolutely no problem. It's not going from labor to the Malva, and that's Kapasin and Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samos Sif Yud Gimel, that it's mutter if it doesn't go from the labor to the Malva. Ask the money. The money, Nakuda. Actually, the page we're talking about. But the money. Money is not a problem.
Because he owes him a favor because he lent him money. But that's the reason why he's doing it.
Right. But the Maisa, it might be another type of ribis. But the ribis of the. Ask the money, Shaboy, which is the Ikka Issa of ribis, which is much more humble than we'll talk about other type of ribis. The money, Nakuda, is not a problem because the Malva is not getting the money.
Yes, he may have a good feeling.
Oh, may have a good feeling. Oh, talk about the feeling really, yeah. But the money, the actual money point, the fact that some money has gone over, the money nakuda is not b'shat that the leiva's got richer kelo because the stocker got. If it didn't go from the leiva to the malva, it's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it, that a malva, let's say I know that Reuven's very good friends with Shimon, And if I go to Shimon to ask for davar, he won't give me. But if Reuben asks it to arrange it, then he'll give it to me. I'm mutar lechatchila, or let's forget about me. Reuben's allowed to go to Shimon and say, do me a favor and go and lend Levi money. And he's allowed to give him money for that. Reuben can go to Shimon and say, take £10 and please give a halvar to Levi. Without the money to not go from Levi to the Malva, that's Poseidon. That's where it's well done in Shulchan Aruch. As long as it doesn't go the money from Levi.
He insisting it's to a third party. Again, the
Malva
says it. But the Malva said it. If the Malva said it, that's Ketutza. Here, I went to SA to you and I said, take £10 and please give somebody else. Yeah. So there, he never gave anything to you. He mustn't pay me back. That's not Hanukkah. But that's the Yisoid, that Ribis is normally, if it wasn't Reid Mishah Sa'avah, it's only from the Lebet and the Malva.
How's that
meant to pay for? So we sorted out the money point. Now, the big question is, what about putting it on the page? There's a din of Ribis called Ribis Devorim. Now, Ribis Devorim is nothing to do with money. Now, Halacha states you can't even greet the Malva if you didn't greet him in Torah. You can't say, so thank you as already a noisa. Derech Eretz was allowed to have. So it depends on the matzah, what type of person you are. And Echanami. Normal thing, Echanami. Some people say thank you, Taka, a problem. But the Maisa will depend on the how long Taka is knowing normally. After everything, you don't even think what you're saying, you say thank you, Amal. That should be the Zach. But the Maisa, over here, greeting, straight, if he wasn't Rogil to greet the other person, he's not allowed to start the greeting. To return the greeting, you're always allowed to do. To start the greeting, one can't greet even a person if the normal thing wouldn't be to greet. Not everybody you know. Kobon is the parasha of Ribis Devorim. So if you greet everybody you know, and now it grabs away you, that's fine. If you know him, if now you know him, and you greet everybody you know, that's fine. But if people, even if you know, you don't greet, there will be a Ribis Devorim. Now Ribis Devorim is also shaykh by a bracha and Rambam Shleit, you know, and how to make, give him a bracha. Give him a bracha, Ribis Devorim. So over here, what do you see Ribis Devorim? Any type of hanor that the Malva gets is a problem. Any good feeling would go under Ribis Devorim. He's getting something extra. It's not as chomer, we'll see later on, while Nafka Min is out. Or Be'etzim, to give him that good feeling is Ribis Devorim. Now over here, the Malva, he might not be mechuyev to raise his £2,000 that he took upon himself, but he's zicha nene, that he put it on his page and he's getting towards his goal. Zicha, that good feeling is certainly there. But we have to know.
No,
we'll see. But also might depend.
The money put on his page is his money, so you are.
The money's gone to the stock. The money is no problem. The shayla is a good feeling that he put it on his page. He filled up his page. Now he's got a ganze peckle of people who gave him.
If I was giving him the money back, he could put on his own page.
If I was giving the money direct, then what would it be? To that person to give the stalker? I can't give him money, that's ribis. Here, yeah, the money's not the problem because it's going to the stock. I'm not paying the chayv this way. Not the chayv. Besides the chayv, I want to give this. Nothing to do with the chayv. I'm not paying back the chayv. Besides the chayv, I'm now doing this. So else the money itself is not a problem. I'm building up his page and now he's getting towards his goal. So the chayv should always, it should be a problem with ribis devarim, which is also. Now, in ribis devarim, there are cases where it could be mutter. If there's a heter called rogil, I'm going to come to that. Rogil means if somebody anyway is used to doing this type of favor to this person. And not only if he's used to doing it, even if he would have done it, but the opportunity never arose. Let's say I borrow money from my neighbor and he's making my mitzvah this week. Can I send him a box of chocolates? How about that I can? Why? I've never sent him before. He's never made a mitzvah before. But if he would have made a mitzvah, I would have given him a tzvah the mutter to be able to carry him. So over here, let's say he's a tzar person, that even without lending me, I would have donated to his page. So then, l'chayr, that should be okay. But one has to be very honest with oneself. Because certain times, a person might do something for a few reasons. There mustn't be any reason over here he's doing it as the halva. Right? That person has to be very honest with himself. I spoke to one dying about it. He was very scared about this point. Can you?
Very dangerous because he might have only given £10 and now he's given
£20. I'm sorry, that's mamish. Well, Moiz Nate said it, you have to, if you want to work a rogel. But if he's mamish, you're good, you did. And you know, I thought that was a given him. That's no problem. We're giving him zikha. If I gave him before, then he can do it now as well.
Does the Malva have to know that? Does the Malva have to know that it's going to have that will I've given
him? No, as long as you know that you gave us that, then it's fine. As long as you know you're not giving it us ribbis, the Malva Mastoma also knows, because it's probably a two-way traffic that he did this. That's why you're giving it. Sorry?
What about the page?
Oh, the comment. We'll come to the comment in a minute. Right, so you have to know the comment as well. The comment, you'll only be able to do the type of thing you would have done. Because it's also to be mevorich, ribis tavorim, to give a bracha to him, bracha va'atzlocha. Normally you just say bracha. Well, you don't say anything to him, right? You give him a bracha. You have to know, would you have done this without the alva? But a maestro.
Why is it that the first case of the money, that's not a problem, a chal, even with a good feeling? And if you wouldn't have done normally, then the good feeling is not a problem.
The good feeling is always a problem.
So if you give the money, you say, as long as it's not given to the mal with the money, it's not a problem.
Right.
Why is that the case? Even if he's giving the guy, if the mal gets a good feeling from him putting money on his page.
No, the good feeling is the problem here. The money is not the problem, as the etzem £10. The £10 is not pshat. The £10 is the problem. The problem is putting on the page.
Could be a problem as well.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a problem. If he doesn't usually give it, let's say he's never given this person before, and he's klar, he knows he's giving us a karaza teif. Avada, it's awesome. It's also gomel. It's also, I spoke to a few down about it, they say avada. If the person is only doing it as the alvar, it's also to put it on his page. Oh, that will go with the competition. Yeah. So the Maisa, in the Heta of Rogel, I got a bit scared about this. Because the Maisa, there's a din. What's the halacha? I think we spoke about this once here before, different time. What's the halacha if I've never done it before and I would have done it? I would have done it. The opportunity never arose. Let's say the person made bar mitzvah. First time, now I can send him chocolates. Why? Because I would have done it anyway. The Mashal says that if a person lends money to somebody and now he wants to... The loiva wants to buy the malva in aliyah. So the mashal, he's not allowed to, even if he would have done it without the alva. Why? Because there's a chumra called b'far hesya in public. If somebody sees Reuven buying Shimon and aliyah, he starts thinking, hey, why? I didn't know they were such good friends. Why is he buying an aliyah? They'll start doing Rish Chakiris and they'll find out, those are alva going on here. There's alvar going on here, and that's why he's doing it. So Mashal says the only heter to buy an aliyah for a malva is only if you did it once before. The fact that you would have done it is not enough. So what happens over here? Over here, I think you'll all agree with me. Ein lechata hesya gadol mizeh. Everybody sees what goes on that page.
Nobody knows you've got
malva. What? And what happens normally in the case of the Mashal?
Are you going to dick anybody on that page?
Very good. So the Maestah... At the beginning, I was a bit nervous about this. Because if you're worried about someone gets an aliyah here, it's called with a hesia, and avada, if you do it on the page, it's a chalav hesia, right? The Maisa, I spoke last night to Reb Heschel Schneck, Choshua Dan on Kadassi in London, and I was very surprised. We never heard this child before. This mamish nigeh the whole time. It hadn't come up. And he wanted a taina as asfara. That lechoyah b'far hesia, that you were saying. The fahesia, the chumra of fahesia is that by somebody seeing you buy an aliyah for that person, they start thinking, why buying an aliyah? It's not a normal thing for someone to buy an aliyah for somebody else right now. Why is he doing starts thinking, finding out, those alva. But here, everybody knows that who donates on other person's pages, you need them. People you know, they're the ones who donate. It's a normal thing. Everyone knows the campaigns work, that you need them, friends, pay, put the money on that person's page. They're not going to think, why is he giving him? I must be mad at him. Why is he giving him? Obviously, he must be a good friend. That's why you wanted a time. And if you wouldn't have the chumra of the fahesia, you want to make it of the fahesia.
What about if someone gives a larger amount, just stands out? Usually people are giving 18,
25, 30. And the chanami, if kafi daragosa, it sticks out, and the chanami, that's where we're on the blind. If it's something that's extra, 10,000 went on the page, and the chanami, that might be a... Yeah, so Lamai, so that would be a mocking to be make for a Fahesia. But one has to, again, we have to be 100% sure that the reason why you're giving it is not as the alva. Now, as.
Give it honestly, and then later on, I gave it.
Right, so anonymously would be a way to get out of Fahesia, right? Even if he's going to get his own email, who it was from, that's for him. Oh, but for Hestia, it's not for Hestia. Go and he gets the email, nobody else. That might be. Right, that might be. Didn't think about that point. Right. But let's talk about a point you were Mala before. Very chashuva point. Ribbis Devarim, there's a kula about Ribbis Devarim. Ribbis Devarim is only asa drawing the halva itself, between the halva and the repayment. But before the halva, if you want to give him something to be moitzichem be'enov, or after the halva is paid back, you want to give him, ribbis devarim is muta. Many people don't know this, doesn't matter. It's a kula. You don't have to know the kula. Of our kofonim, there's a kula by ribbis devarim that you're allowed to say good morning to him, or any type of this thing, ribbis devarim, give him a bracha before the actual halva, or after repayment.
Even though he never
as long as you're not a farish, that's because of the halva. Absolutely. Never say good morning to him alive. You're allowed to start saying good morning to him to make, give him a good feeling.
Give back the money, and I'm giving him an aliyah.
When? Afterwards or before?
Afterwards.
Afterwards.
Give him back the money.
Yeah.
Plus a tenner.
Why a tenner? Why a tenner? It's not money.
Aliyah.
It's ribbis devarim. No, I'm not talking about aliyah. I'm not talking about something that shove a kesef. I'm talking about ribbis devarim. Saying good morning or giving him a bracha. Bang an aliyah. No, buying aliyah and chlambi would be also a shava kesef. I'm talking about saying good morning. Say thank you, good morning, giving him a bracha. Those types of things that only ribbis devarim, not monetary value, is okay before the halva is given or after repayment. As long as you don't say it's because of the halva. So over here, if the ma'aser, we've stressed about it, so the actual money is not the problem. The problem is putting on his page a good feeling he's getting towards his goal. The meila, if it's before the halva, it's mutter to do, as long as you're not mafarish, it's as the halva. And who are then, after it's paid back, it's mutter to do afterwards. But that one has to be honest with oneself. If it's in between the halva, drawing the actual halva, the heter is only going to be if your mom is rogil, meaning you would have done it anyway, and avada if you've done it. Avada if you've done it bepoil, avada it's also a heter. But a kopanim, one has to be mamish honest with oneself. In case of doubt, what's the klal? Stay out. No, don't do it. So a kopanim has to be. It's a chomer de keinyan, and one has to be in this nekuda.